This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Thursday, October 27th, 2005. This is episode 11, and I am Scott Allen Miller, and I will be your host. In podcasting news, Podomatic, that does our hosting here at the SGL podcast, ranked us at number 35 for the daily listing yesterday. So that's our highest one yet. 39 was the highest we'd hit before that. We are working our way up. We've been bouncing all around. Once or twice we've actually fallen off the list, but we've pretty much held the top 100 for about a week now. We've only been on Podomatic for 2 weeks totaled as of today, so we're pretty excited about those numbers. That is awesome. I did get, a lot of you know that I was out at Finger Lakes Community College in Canandaigua, New York on Tuesday giving a guest lecture in the A-plus PC Technicians class out there. And today, Dominica brought home a new sweatshirt, a hoodie, that was given to me by the class, by the professor there, as a thank you for having come out and having done the class. And I'm wearing it now. It is very nice, and I hope to get a picture up on SGL relatively soon so people can see that. But I'm very happy to have a very nice new expensive hoodie that I am definitely going to be wearing around. I have gotten a whole bunch of content out to my father, who's going to be doing some editing, and we have about 9 or 10 hours of videos of me teaching, lecturing at Castile Christian Academy, and that is going to be separated out, so we have just the audio. And I mentioned this yesterday, I believe, but the Samcast is what I'm calling it for now, the Scott Allen Miller .podomatic.com site is going to be hosting a large amount of technology lecturing from me, and that first bit of that is being created over the next week. So probably by the time I'm back from Florida in a week, we're going to be able to start posting that, and we're going to have to break it up into smaller segments because the stuff we have is huge, but we're going to be doing that, and there's going to be a lot over there. So I know it's going to be a lot less popular than this with our readers, our listeners here and our readers of Sheep Guarding Llama, but for those of you who are interested in my technology courses, that's going to be completely freely available over there. I think there's going to be some good stuff. There's going to be a lot of content really quickly as we post those first several classes. And also, Finger Lakes Community College is asking me to come back and teach the same lecture again that I did the other day so that we can record it. So probably the same thing is going to be happening with that. We're going to record it there. It's probably going to be about 2 hours. And then that will be available on that podcast as well. So I'm very, very excited about that. I think it's actually going to be probably a larger podcast than this one in the end. This is, you know, I kind of search around for topics to talk about. I talk way too much about podcasting and a bit too much about myself. And while we're in Disney World, I'm looking forward to having some real solid content for this show. That's going to make it a lot more exciting. But over at Scott Allen Miller, I think that we've got a really good direction and are able to put together a really good show. So I'm really looking forward to being able to work with that. That's going to be really cool. Speaking of podcasting, I have today done some research on vlogging. That's video blogging or video web blogging. I'm only just beginning to learn a little bit about it. I've never actually tried to use anything that involved video blogging before, but I did find a free tool for Windows and Mac users called FireAnt. And if I can, I will post a link to that on SGL. I'm not sure I can find it again. Hopefully it won't be too bad. But that is a free download, and you can install that, and you can begin subscribing to video blogs, to vlogs through that. And it's a little bit tricky to get it to work on Windows, depending on what you're trying to look at, because a lot of people use codecs that are not widely supported, and that can be a problem. But if you get people who are using standard MPEGs and Windows media, then there's some stuff you can get. And so far, I haven't found anything that's too exciting, but I can definitely see where it's going, and that there's a lot of potential in the future for there to be some pretty exciting stuff. So it's early on, but I will keep looking into it, and I will let you know what I find. But it's definitely a big piece of our future of media. This is what's going to unseat television, on-demand video. It'll be a while before we have the bandwidth to actually compete with television, but we're seeing that start now, and this is the beginnings of that. This will be from here on in a very fluid analog process. There's not going to be any big leaps in technology that are going to make television irrelevant. Television is now irrelevant. What we have is an infrastructure that people who are using regular television are using things like TiVo to mimic the on-demand of vlogging and TV over IP. And people are getting a taste for it, but TiVo is expensive, it's cumbersome, and if the FCC and Hollywood have their way, the no record flag that will be broadcast will make things like TiVo useless and will overnight pave the way for vlogging to take over that market. So it's bound to happen. It's in motion. So that's something to be looking forward to and being prepared for. And so getting in there now and checking things out, this is a good time to do it. The SGL podcast has been listed today. I went out and did some work with this on a handful of podcast directories, Podcasting News and Yahoo being the main two. I did some the other day, podcast.net, for example, and Podcast Alley. So hopefully people will be finding us over there and we'll come in to check us out. And so we'll be looking to see if the numbers are going up, see if that really has an impact. Yesterday, I believe, I mentioned a podcast called Brace for Impact. This is a podcast novel that Eric Millen of Blogging Eric, .blogspot.com, turned me on to. It's an absolutely awful, awful novel, but it's so bad that it's hilarious, and it's probably worth a listen. I haven't gone too far with it. I am going to listen to it at some point, so don't use this as a recommendation for children to listen to it. I do not know what the potential adult content of it is. There wasn't any in what I had heard, but I cannot speak to what the ongoing content of that is, and they're not done with it yet. It is still coming out. I believe 22 chapters have been done so far, so there is a lot written. But I've only heard a tiny bit, but I have downloaded it and I will be listening to it, and maybe I can give you some feedback. But they did make somewhere around chapter 20 or 21, they did decide to go back and make a promo for the novel, and I got a hold of that, and I'm going to play that for you now.
Hi, this is Apocalypse Dal, and I'd like to tell you about my podcast novel, Brace for Impact. This novel follows the story of Apocalypse Dal, hey, that's me, and Michaloha, my arch-enemy, as we join forces to journey across the country for a common cause. Along the way, we encounter truckers, pro wrestlers, robots, ghosts, sex-craved middle-aged Japanese women, insane farmers, a plot to destroy the internet, and midget cowboys. New episodes come out every Tuesday. You can check out the website at www.freepodcastnovel.com or do a search for Brace for Impact in the directories. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Apocalypse. I think a lot of our listeners are going to really enjoy that. That was a promo for Brace for Impact, podcast novel. That's definitely something different, something worth checking out for those of you who are addicted to listening to podcasts, as anyone who's listening to this obviously is. Now, I know that a lot of you have fallen in love with our little literary segment that we've been doing on each of the past four or five episodes, and this episode is going to be no exception. We are definitely going to be including our tribute to American literature. I guess I should say internet literature, because that's really our focus. We're not looking for so much the classics as the future classics, the literary classics of the new genre. And today's podcast, we're going to diverge a little bit from what we've been doing. We've been doing kind of our tribute to horrendous poetry, if you will. On this podcast, what we're going to do, we're actually going to a story known as VS3, and we found this story posted on a blog called itsmeoriSit.blogspot.com. So if you've got some time, get over there. It's itsmeoriSit.blogspot.com. It's a really tough one to type in. The actual posting title on this is "Finally the Story You Have All Been Waiting For, How von Schneigenhagen Originated." So if you get over there, you find that, and then this is the beginning of the story. So I'm actually going to read this. I found this today, and I thought you would all love to hear this story. So this is our tribute to the story VS3. Once there was a hat. Not any old hat. A hat of great value. It would come and go as it pleased from its owner's house in Holland. It wasn't an ordinary hat. It had magical powers. These magical powers were the strongest in the land, and it could pretty much do as it pleased. And so one day he felt like creating the ultimate being there ever was, and his name was von Schneigenhagen III. But there was one problem with this. This hat needed certain ingredients to get this spell to work and to create this ultimate being. So the hat went online and ordered the ingredients off of eBay. Unfortunately, the hat didn't have the money to pay eBay for the ingredients. eBay soon realized this and sent one of their many long-renowned monkey assassins after the hat. Soon the hat had set up an area for casting of the spell, and within a dark flash, a new being came to the earth.
"What is your new being of this earth?" asked the hat.
"My name is von Schneigenhagen III of Denmark," replied VS3.
"Very well. You now serve me and shall do my bidding henceforth. I am the ultimate being of this universe, and no one disobeys me."
The only reply was, "Yes, master."
In that instant, the monkey assassin of eBay burst through the window of the mansion. Major Matrix movie effects here.
"I see that they have found out I'm not going to pay them for the supplies," the hat said to VS3.
"We have, and I'm here to kill you because of it. Now get ready for my throwing poop of doom."
The next second, all the hat could do was dodge all the poop that was flying at him from the monkey assassin. Of course, this wasn't real poop, but poop made by Fisher-Price. Well, folks, what do you think? Will the hat last till the next episode? Or will he fall to the reign of Fisher-Price poop toys? Find out next time on VS3. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that. That is the intro to the VS3 story. There is, as I read this, there has just been a posting of a second episode, so people who are interested can get out to itsmeoriSit.blogspot.com, and you can determine whether or not it is.